and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Working 9 to 5.
Ah, yes, those 9 to 5 days. Love them. Never worked one, but love them.
Yeah. These 6 to 8 jobs are pretty good too.
Yeah, I guess
five
so.
To nine.
If you can get up in the morning, you're going to get out early.
Working 12 to 12.
Everybody's going into work, and Dalton and I are going home or to the Waffle House.
That's what like when I worked in Nashville at Clear Channel. I had to be there. Between 3 and 4 a.m.
So no traffic,
but I had to drive to Nashville. So the Rumble Strips and the truckers were my friends during that time.
Yeah, but look, no traffic.
No traffic.
Well, yeah. There might be now. I don't know. It's changed so much.
Yeah, that's probably about the best time to go now, I'd say still. But coming home from, just right before lunchtime, too, was kind of good. It was 12 and 1 o'clock. It wasn't too bad during that time. But
no, not bad at all.
Now, that traffic that Nashville had back when I was working there, we've got it here in Murfreesboro. It's crazy.
I got to ride with him to work at Clear Channel once. I slept the whole way there, but I got to go.
How old were you?
I was like 4.
Oh, but you were already a radio star. I mean, you'd already done some
my whole life.
Commercials.
He was the Sir Pizza Pokesman.
And he doesn't do any better than he did then.
Sounds about the same.
Yeah, it really does.
We're going to be talking about some of the best and worst movies of the decade.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's what we've got coming up here on the show. But right now, we pause to take a look at the weather.
Good morning, guys. We'll see patchy fog possible in spots early today. Otherwise, showers likely. Highs top out near 60 degrees. Winds turn to the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, more showers. Lows drop to 42. Winds turn to the northwest, 5 to 15. Higher gusts possible. And then Saturday, still a chance for rain showers. Snow can mix in at times late in the afternoon. Temperatures hold steady. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko. Right now it's 54.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
Good morning, traffic still holding up out here on 24 as you make your way up through the Hickory Hollow area. Still light to moderate right now up by OHB there through Antioch. Traffic still looking good inbound 41 Murfreesboro Pike. Be sure to ride the aerial tramway at Obergatlinburg this weekend. Check it out at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck here on
Fleet Feet Murfreesboro is locally owned and operated, dedicated to providing superior fit, function, and style for Middle Tennessee runners and all fitness enthusiasts. This is Fleet Feet owner Krista Dugosh. We focus on providing you with the running and walking shoes that fit properly. Come see us at Fleet Feet, next door to Carrabba's.
Toots. Good food and fun.
This is Wade Hayes, and the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew is brought to you by Toots, Good Food and Fun. Here's Brian with a look at today's $4.99 lunch special.
Well, I got a great way for you to end the week. That's with the catfish, shrimp, or clam basket. It's just $4.99 at Toots today for lunch when you dine in. Let me give you a little secret with the catfish. I guess even the shrimp or the clam basket, too. Have it shaken in the Cajun. It's not too hot. It will make it absolutely superb. That's over at Toots today for lunch. Enjoy the $4.99 lunch special.
Toots. Good food and fun.
In Murfreesboro, on Northwest Broad, South Church Street, and our newest location on Franklin Road, Highway 96 at Rucker Lane. Plus, we have a Toots on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Toots. Good food and fun.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We are broadcasting from the Billups Center studio. Medicine that matters to men online at thebillupscenter.com about 14 minutes after 7. Before we go any further, no further can we go on this Friday because we need to do this because it is Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's the end of the week. Time to freak. Been working real hard. Losing sleep. Collect my pay. Time to play. Let's all say, hey.
It's Friday.
Oh, yes.
Friday.
This is the last Friday. Big R&R weekend. Friday.
before it's back to the grind for everybody.
For everybody. Nobody's exempt now.
Not forever. And then there's the long January, February to March stretch. Most retired people are good. Not all, because some of them are doing radio shows. But most retired people, they don't have to go back.
No, that's true. Just me.
Just you.
Yeah. And unless we get some snow now, there'll be some kids may get some more holidays.
That's true. This is the time of the year.
There's one holiday. There's Martin Luther King Jr. Day in January and President's Day in February, which are, they're lifesavers for kids.
Well,
I tell
you, this is the, before Christmas, snow is not that big of a deal. But after Christmas, that really helps sometimes.
Yeah, it sure does.
To break it down. Well, we talked about we're going to do some of the best and the worst movies of the decade?
Yes, we're going to do the best movies now, and then at 7:35 we'll come back and do the worst. Now, these are the top 10. It's top grossing, not necessarily the best, but these are the ones that made the most money.
Gotcha.
So we're going to start at the bottom with number 10. This is Rogue One. It made $532 million. That's pretty good price
tag.
Is
that a Star Wars thing?
It is.
Okay.
It was the first spin-off Star Wars movie, not to be in the main set.
Didn't watch it.
Number 9, The Lion King, made $543 million, just came out this year.
Didn't see it.
Didn't see it? It was okay.
It was good.
Number 8, The Incredibles 2.
Yeah, saw that.
Did you like it?
Yes, loved it.
It's pretty good. It made $608 million, so pretty big price tag on that one. Another Star Wars movie made the list. Star Wars Episode 8.
Nah, does it matter?
The Last Jedi made $620 million.
I guess the one that came out before Christmas is...
It's still in theaters,
right.
So can't total it up just yet.
But it's going to be another one of those cash cows for Disney.
Yeah. I would say so. Let's see, number 6. This one was early in the decade. This is 2012, The Avengers, first Avengers movie.
All of these are Disney movies, it sounds like.
Except for the next one. It's the only one that's not a Disney movie on the whole list.
Wow.
This one made $623 million for Disney. Number 5 is Jurassic World. This is the one that's not Disney. It's owned by Warner Brothers. And it made $652 million.
I thought it was better than the original myself.
It's pretty good for a sequel.
Yeah.
I'm going to count these down.
Yeah. Chris Pratt was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number 4, another Avengers movie, Avengers Infinity War, came out a couple years ago, $678 million. Number 3, Black Panther, $700 million. Number 2, Avengers Endgame, $858 million. And the number 1 top-grossing movie of the last 10 years, Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, at a whopping $936 million.
We're going to reach a billion one of these days. One of these movies is going to, some movie is going to make $1 billion.
Now, this is just domestically. This is just in America. Worldwide, lots
of
movies.
But I mean, I'm saying domestically, somebody's going to break a billion. I know some have already done that, but crazy.
It's wild that 9 of the 10 were Disney movies.
Yeah.
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 They'll own Warner Brothers one day, so then they'll own Jurassic World.
Yeah, that's wild. So we'll take a look at the worst grossing movies coming up at 7:35.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
Hot and humid weather. Stay ahead of the game with an air conditioning tune-up from Precision Air. A tune-up's an affordable way to ensure your system's ready for the cooling season. Precision Air, celebrating 25 years of service. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
French's, the name to trust. French's, depend on us. French's, a great selection too. We take pride in pleasing you. Shop at French's. French's shoes and boots.
That's French's Shoes and Boots, 1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
This is a paid legal ad.
Big truck injury cases are more complicated than traditional car accident cases. Big trucks have to follow specific federal regulations, and our law firm knows that law. To aid our clients, we also work with experts in the fields of accident reconstruction and the evaluation of damages. If you or a family member has been involved in a trucking accident, you need a lawyer who focuses on representing people injured in trucking accidents. You need the law offices of John Day, 615-867-9900.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun. Great news, everybody. Toots West is finally open. It's taken 2 years and a lot of hard work and a lot of dedicated workers, but we've got it open. It's a gorgeous restaurant. You're going to love it. Step into an old world Western town and be joined by our staff. Enjoy the great food, the great service, and all the great daily specials that you've come to know and love. Please come see us on the corner of Rucker Lane and Highway 96 Franklin Road in West Murfreesboro.
Don't let hip, neck, or back pain linger. Visit Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard.
You don't want to let a nagging pain become a chronic problem.
Amir, the physical therapist at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard, next to Nacho's in front of Walmart.
Where do you go when you have problems and you feel like there's no one you can talk to about them? Who do you talk to when there's just nobody else that seems to be going through the kind of thing that you've gone through? My name is Mike Courtney. I'm the director of Branches Counseling Center, and we're here to make a difference in your life. If you'd like to find out more about Branches or Christian counseling, we encourage you to contact us by going to the website at branchescounselingcenter.com.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Barb Sutton is with us from Dempsey, Van Trees, and Foss. We're going to talk this morning about elder care. And you probably have a different interpretation for that. Barb, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart.
Good to have you with us today. When I think of elder care, I usually think of a senior citizen home, a place where elderly people go and are taken care of. That's part of this equation today, but not all of it.
It is part, but it is not the total picture. Elder care is a relatively new term in financial services being offered. It's much broader than that. Baby boomers are aging, and so are their parents. A lot of children live out of state or out of the city so that they don't have day-to-day contact with their parents, or they just don't know where to begin. We're in a unique position as CPAs that we see the total financial picture of their parents and meet with them at least on an annual basis so we know what is there. We can help families with elder care planning, which is different than elder services, where you're in a nursing home or assisted living, that type of thing. We can help parents and their families with their main concerns and stressors, which are running out of money for care, healthcare costs, and what assets they're going to have to cash in to help with care services. In 2012, the number of Americans over 65 needing long-term care was 9 million. In 2020, it's projected to be 12 million. So it's a big issue, and it's a growing issue.
It's also a very private issue. It's something that you just are uncomfortable talking about with your children, and yet your children, they're probably as uncomfortable as you are, but if they're left in the dark and you pass away, they don't know what to do.
That's true, and a lot of parents, due to independence issues or family dynamics, don't want to share with their family. So again, we're in a unique position because we're trusted advisors. We're folks that they know what they tell us is confidential unless they give us permission to share, and that we can help them put things in place. We can help with estate planning. We can help with the elder care planning in terms of what happens down the road when they need care. How's that going to be financed? What are your powers of attorney and wills in place? You may have designated your sister to be your trustee or your power of attorney, and she died last year. And that if that doesn't get changed, then there's no one to administrate that POA. So those are the kind of things we can help with. We can help with financial funding issues for care. We can also help guard against financial abuse by either having financial oversight Or in some cases with elderly clients, we help pay their bills. And therefore, we can, as that third party, know if there's an issue or someone's trying to scam the elderly client. We can do, again, annual reviews with the POAs and wills and get with an attorney if need be. We can help identify for the family elder care resources, different levels of care, what's available, and the resources to find that, insurance issues, and Social Security issues.
If the parent is unable to come in, let's say they begin this in their younger elderly years, and they're able to come in and work with you, but as years progress, they don't get around as much. Can you come to them?
Oh, we can definitely come to them. We can make this very easy for them, more than happy to come to their home or wherever they are at the time and help them with that. And we will keep it as confidential as they want. I'd often have had children of parents who have been clients that have died come to me and have no clue to where to begin with where the assets are. And again, because we have been working with them for years, we know where the assets are and can help them with that. We would rather have that all laid out, even if it's still confidential with the children, but to know where is the wills, where are the POAs, where are the assets, where are the insurance policies, so that to make it much easier on the family.
That has to be a stressful time when something like that happens and the kids have no clue where anything is, and you're here to help them too.
It's as much for the families as it is for the individuals. It is stressful. A parent who's getting older and incapacitated, you love your parent, you want to help them, but sometimes your parents make it hard for you.
How much time do you need to make this work well?
It is best to start this process when the parents are not having significant health issues or mental capacity issues. I've had a lot of hard discussions with clients, but it's best to start it early. And it may take a couple years to get everything in place.
So if you're listening to this broadcast and you're thinking, they're talking about me, don't wait, because you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. How can they get in touch with you?
They can call me at 615-893-6666 at Dempsey Van Trace and Follis, and we will be more than happy to help them and start their process.
Barb Sutton visiting with us this morning, a very important message. We hope you heard it. Barb, thank you for joining us.
Barb, thank you so much.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
This is Sue Hall with the Villages of Murfreesboro. And I would like to offer to you to come try out our village experience for 2 weeks and see how it feels. Having 3 chef-prepared meals every day. Make new friends. Learn a new hobby. Lots of fun activities. Try our village experience for 2 weeks and see what you think. The Villages of Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail. We are very close to the avenue and close to the hospital.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. ED is also a gift. Most people don't get an early warning sign of a heart attack or silently worsening diabetes. For men, ED is often a visual symptom of other underlying medical problems. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billup Center today and schedule your appointment. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billup Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupcenter.com.
Our people. That's the difference. Maples Realty and Auction.
I'm Betsy Maples Taylor with Maples Realty and Auction Company in Murfreesboro.
Visit the Maples, a beautifully landscaped community nestled quietly on the south side of town on Manchester Highway, just a mile past Joby Jackson Parkway. Check out the new homes available in the Maples or build your own plan. For more information, visit MaplesRealtyandAuction.com or call 615-896-4740.
Maples Realty and Auction.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's a Friday morning. It's the 3rd of January, 2020. Glad you're along with us here.
as we broadcast from the Billups Center studio. Medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com.
And there is still time to call or text in your birthdays at 615-893-1450. We'll be giving away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe around 8 a.m. this morning. They're located at 128 North Shore Street.
James Price is today's good neighbor of the day. He is very helpful in dealing with scam calls recently with one of our listeners, so he's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family of Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
A chance for you to listen in to the latest news, traffic, and weather, and it's brought to you by French's.
We know there's nothing worse than a boot that doesn't fit right, so come see us on South Church Street to get a great fitting on high-quality footwear.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Good morning, guys. We'll see patchy fog possible in spots early today. Otherwise, showers likely. Highs top out near 60 degrees. Winds turn to the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, more showers. Lows drop to 42. Winds turn to the northwest, 5 to 15. Higher gusts possible. And then Saturday, still a chance for rain showers. Snow can mix in at times late in the afternoon. Temperatures hold steady. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko. Right now it's 54.
Good morning. Traffic still holding up right now on 24 as you head towards Nashville. Some radar still scattered up and down sections of I-24. Coming past Medical Center Parkway, watch your speed. Traffic still looks good. 840 over to Franklin, Williamson County. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check it out at 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
Police say they've arrested a man who dumped the body of a woman who overdosed in a parking lot and drove away. According to documents released yesterday, Corey Sane, accused of selling heroin to Tiffany Vickers, then abandoning her body in Rutherford County after she died from an overdose. Sane is due in court at the end of the month on charges of tampering with evidence, possession of heroin, and abuse of a corpse. Longhorn Liquors across from the old Murfreesboro City Hall was the victim of an armed robbery Thursday night. Police say a man trying to cover his face with the jacket he was wearing goes into the counter, points a handgun at the manager, and grabbed money from the cash drawer. He then got back into a waiting car, and he and the drivers sped away. Security photos are posted on our website, WGNSradio.com, and so is a number of who to call if you think you know who that is. A Rutherford County woman charged with 10 care fraud and theft of services. 40-year-old Tanya Bowman of Murfreesboro charged with falsely reporting her income to receive 10-care benefits. Authorities say Bowman underreported her income to the state, resulting in 10-care payments of more than $4,000 on her behalf to health care providers. If her actual income had been reported, she would not have qualified for the state program. The cost of living adjustment will increase Social Security benefits by 1.6% this year. That's an average of about $24 a month. The increase for 2020 is notably less than the 2.8% bump received this year, but higher than the 1.4% average over the last decade. The COLA will boost the average Social Security retirement benefit for a single person by $288 a year. News on demand 24/7 at WGNSRadio.com or follow us on Twitter at WGNSRadio. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
News is brought to you by the Billups Center. Medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
Hi, this is Norman and Beth Brown.
I was at a restaurant one morning and the waitress says, there's three little kittens trapped under an air conditioning unit. I was like, oh my goodness, we're in the business. Let me call my husband.
And I received the call. I immediately dispatched the tech and we rescued the kittens.
Three little kittens, so sweet. Meow.
Yep. Everyone goes beyond the call of duty at Roscoe Brown. With heating and air, water purification, insulation, and more.
Roscoe Brown. RoscoeBrown.com.
And remember, the last Saturday of every month, all donated items are 30% off the sticker price.
30%?
That's right, 30% off the sticker price, all donated items on the last Saturday of every month.
That's only at the Habitat Restore here in Murfreesboro.
850 Mercury Boulevard.
But don't wait. What you really want may be gone.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Come on over and save.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. You can ignore it or mask it, but to get peak performance, you must deal with the underlying cause. And if you continue ignoring the warning signs, you do so at your own risk. There's plenty of ways to treat ED. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dickens, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we're about to put the wraps here on the show today, but another couple of segments here for you on this Friday morning, January 3rd. Action Line, Swap and Shop, then Action Line, Truman all coming up here for you as we continue on this Friday. But we gave you about 20 minutes ago or so, Dalton ran down the list of the top grossing movies in the last decade here in the United States. And now, the bottom of the barrel.
These are the worst. This isn't based off of how much money they made. These are just the worst theatrically released movies of the last 10 years.
So it doesn't have anything to do with money?
No. Nothing to do with money on
these. So it's a little different list.
These are just by rating. Those were by money.
So this is someone's opinion.
And this is in no particular order either. These are just a compiled list.
Somebody's opinion.
In 2012, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, which I've seen, and I don't think it's that bad. It's a horrible concept for a movie, but it's pretty well made, I think. Have you seen it?
Yes, I have.
What did you think?
Didn't like it.
Didn't like it?
But I do agree with you one thing. It's pretty well made,
right?
Considering, yeah, the topic.
It's, yeah. Next on the list is kind of... It's
what would
not
make
one
somebody
movie.
Want to think about that anyway? But anyway, go ahead.
I guess somebody had some recreation,
yeah,
and then decided Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. The next one is, it's not just one movie. This is kind of a compiled set. The Adam Sandler films from the last 10 years. He's had some stinkers. Jack and Jill.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other movies. Pixels is one. So all of those movies were combined into one. All of the Adam Sandler stinkers of the last 10 years made the list. In 2011, Cowboys and Aliens. Daniel Craig was in that one. Have you seen that?
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford was in it as well. What did you think? Did you see it?
Weird, but not bad. I didn't like just hate it. I just
right. I barely remember it. I was 11 when I saw it.
Yeah, I just I didn't. It had nothing memorable in it, really.
It's not one that I would go back and watch again.
Right,
and I haven't.
Right.
So the next one, this one, I'm not surprised made the list. There's a story behind this one. The Emoji Movie in 2017.
Ugh.
That was bad.
I don't know if you knew this. They canceled the CGI Popeye movie, the Popeye revival, to make the Emoji movie.
Yeah, bad mistake.
They were going to make a Popeye
movie. That was one of the worst. It really was.
Well, they also did that so they could make the chicken sandwich. Never mind.
But it's the dad joke of the day. Anyway.
And it's par for the course.
This next one is another set. It's a trilogy. This is the 50 Shades trilogy. Mm. They made the list. Haven't seen them. Not my taste, I guess. But from what I've heard, they're not all that well made or written or acted. So I'll leave it at that. We've talked about these a little bit. We talked about them a little more around Halloween time. They're kind of horror movies. The Human Centipede trilogy made the list. If you remember, we talked about that.
Yes.
There's three of them, and they've all been bad. So they made the list of the worst movies of the decade. Thought that was interesting. The Last Airbender from 2010.
Who?
The Last Airbender.
I don't think I recall that one.
It was based off of a cartoon that I watched as a kid called Avatar The Last Airbender. And I watched it when I was little, and then in 2010 it was so popular they made a movie about it, and M. Night Shyamalan directed it, and it was rough. And I guess that's the end of the story. M. Night Shyamalan directed
it. Last Airbender, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of...
I'll put that on my to-do list.
It's kind of
not
a
to see.
Mystical type movie.
Gotcha.
Movie 43. Have you heard the story behind this one?
No.
I've seen this one, and it's one of those so bad it's good movies. But it's an anthology kind of thing with a bunch of different stories, and it's really bad. And it's bad on like the writing level. But they had some huge stars who signed up to make this movie because it took them about 5 years to direct it, and they would just have them pop in and act in these scenes and then leave, and paid them cheap, but they paid them, and it got made, and it's horrible. Let's see. We got This Means War in 2012 and Valentine's Day in 2010.
Was Killer Donuts, was it on the list of 2000, the decade? The Killer Donuts.
I didn't see it.
Turned out to be a pretty good movie.
Was it in the 2010s?
I don't know. Can't remember. Hmm. But it was a good movie.
All right.
Has nothing to do with your topic, but hey, you know.
Well, hopefully you can get out and enjoy a movie here this weekend right now, 7:40.
Hearing and understanding is vital. People you know depend on Dr. Sean Lancaster.
This is Jack Weatherford. I've had a hearing problem for some time, and I go to Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
He communicates with you very well. He listens to what you say and what you say your problem is.
Hearing aid and audiology services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
This is Jack Weatherford. Couldn't live without him.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro. I'd like to invite you over to our hometown store, 1837 South Church Street. For over 15 years, French's Shoes and Boots have been serving Rutherford County with shoe brands like King, Chaco, Merrill, SAS, Clarks, and Dansko. Boot brands like Justin, Lucchese, Tony Lama, Danner, Ariat, and Wolverine. Clothing brands like Wrangler, Ariat, and Miss Me Jeans. All the best brands at super great prices.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
If you've got a yard, you may plan on digging in it. Like to build an addition, put in a pool, or bury your pirate booty.
Ahark!
But you should know that throughout the country, there may be pipelines buried underground, and if you hit one, you've got trouble.
Sorry.
So before you dig, call 811 to have any buried pipelines located and marked at no charge.
Call your local natural gas utility or visit pipesafety.org. Brought to you by the Tennessee Gas Association.
No matter what pops up during your day, Ascension St. Thomas makes it easy to get the care you need. Anytime, from anywhere. Now you can see a doctor online, right from home, 24/7. Schedule same-day care online, check into the ER, or even schedule a visit with an Ascension St. Thomas primary care doctor. You'll find it all at getsthealthcare.com, with locations and online care across Middle Tennessee.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, friends, we finally made it here, 7:42, coming up on 7:43 here at News Radio WGNS, as we broadcast from the Billups Center studio, Medicine That Matters to Men, online at thebillupscenter.com. About to put the wraps here on this one today.
Putting the wraps on another one.
Yeah, and want to tell you about our friends at Junior's Foodland, who make this portion of the show possible. 323 East Main, just off of the Murfreesboro Square. You know, Junior's only sells the best USDA inspected meats, and they take pride in the selection and quality of their trained meat cutters there, and they provide this service to you daily. It's a free service, so if hams, country ham, they'll slice it up for you just how you want it, any of their meats there. And also, they've got the freshest produce available in town. Fruits and vegetables always fresh, whether it's grown locally or across the world. The quality and variety that you want, that you deserve, they have it at Junior's Foodland. And don't forget their pick five for $19.99. Mix and match any five items from the frozen or meat section, just $19.99. Can't beat the prices at Junior's Foodland. They want to wish you a happy new year, and hope you will come out and visit with them. Junior's is at 323 East Main, just a couple of blocks off of the downtown square. When you go in, visit with Andy and all the fine folks at Junior's. And when you go by, tell them that your friends at WGNS sent you.
I'm so glad we had this time together.
I am too, Carol. Thank you. I do know that as we ponder what we have learned on the show today, one thing that I know is that we have at least one more Saturday of no coaches shows until we get back at it next week. So no coaches show in the morning, but back a week from tomorrow. And Dalton will be here for Wake Up Saturday.
That'll be me.
Well, what dedication?
Never a day off.
No, your dedication to the station is admirable.
So what did we learn today?
Learned a bunch about movies.
Yeah.
Some I don't want to see.
Learned that Disney is making a whole lot of money.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Last 10 years especially.
I wonder where they put all that money.
And the CEO is making some big money. Yeah. So he's making some big cash too.
They just keep knocking out the hits.
Yeah, Disney Plus is on the air now.
And so they're also buying the hits, too. That's where the money's going.
Yeah, they're buying up everything.
They're going to be a total monopoly.
Yep, yeah, looks like it. Well, shall we bid adieu?
Do we have to?